Welcome to today's New Life Live podcast. Today's podcast is brought to you by you. Your donations make this podcast possible. Please consider donating today using the New Life app, visit newlife.com, or call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Welcome to New Life Live with host and founder of New Life Ministries, Stephen Arterburn. New Life Live is dedicated to transforming lives one at a time, thanks to the giving hearts of you, our listeners. Our goal is to provide you with wisdom from God's Word to give you hope and help in life's hardest places. If you have a question you'd like to ask today, our phone lines are open. Call 1-800-229-3000. That number again is 1-800-229-3000. Now here's Steve.
Welcome to New Life Live. Very, very happy that you're here. Joining me, Becky Brown. Becky, how are you doing today?
I'm doing well, Steve. How are you?
Better. And Jackie Mack Harris is here. Dr. Harris, welcome. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. So we're glad you're better, Steve.
Thank you. Well, you know, I had a little knee surgery, and then, you know, that was getting a couple of meniscus tears done. And in the surgery, they ripped my MCL tendon on the inside. So just has not gone well, and I'm recommending that no one ever get surgery again. So I'll do
and,
better, though.
And it just goes to show you it's always one thing or another, right?
It is.
My surgery actually made me better than I was before I fell.
Really?
Yep.
Well, I like that. You know, my mom's 95, and she's going to have knee replacement surgery, which I'm very, very excited about, and because she's so bright and alert, and they said, yeah, this will be fine for you at 95.
That's awesome.
She was one of our founding members of Club New Life, and she's a great, great lady. Well, we're glad you're with us here today. I want to mention a couple of things. Emotional freedom. Do you have it? Uh-oh. Sorry about that. My phone seems to be on. Anyway, emotional freedom is something that I think a lot of us don't have. Anger, fear and anxiety, guilt and shame. Those are some of the big ones that we are not free of. If Jesus is the Prince of Peace and we don't have peace, then something's not right. And Jesus wants us to have peace, and we want to have instant peace. But sometimes it's a process to get to the peace. That's why we're here. We're trying to help people see, look, if it didn't work out the way you wanted it to, then let's work to help it be the way it can be. And so emotional freedom is all about that. Jackie Mack Harris, you're going to be teaching. Talk about why you think this workshop is the right thing for people that are not free.
I think it's the right thing because it can be a beginning to healing. I talk about trauma, and we can do something about our past experiences. So often people are like, oh, it's in the past. Why are we still talking about it? Let it go. We're still talking about it because we haven't let it go, because it still impacts us, because our body keeps score. Our body remembers the things that have happened, whether we have explicit memories of it or not. And so I get to talk about how trauma impacts us, what it looks like, and how sometimes sin is the result of trauma. It's the acting out and the behaviors that come from some bad past experience. And if we can heal in this generation from our trauma, then we won't pass it on to the next generation. We will instead pass down wellness.
Absolutely. And so that's what we want to do. We want to be the transitional generation. You know, the Bible says that when things don't go well, to the fourth generation, that impact is passed down. But when it does go well, 1,000 generations are impacted by the good. That's what we want to see happen. If you need some help, come join us. Emotional freedom. And I really believe you do this when we're all done on that day, 13th. It's going to be different for you. And a lot more peace, and a lot less being chained to some things that you just can't let go of. All right, 1-800-229-3000 is our phone number here. We'd love to have you join us. Becky Brown, she has been nominated and voted most valuable New Life person year after year. Dr. Jackie Mack Harris has been, well, she's been voted the most valuable person sitting in the studio today because she's one place, Jackie's another, and I'm another. But we're here for you. Call us.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here. Let's go right to these phones. And we're going to talk with Lacey, Dallas, Texas. Really great station there, KWRD. Lacey, you're on with Dr. Jackie Mack Harris, Becky Brown, and Steve Arterburn. How can we help you today?
Hi, I just had a question. How do I help my husband heal? He's become abusive here lately. It's been about 2 years that I've been having to deal with his anger and rage. Like, I don't know if anything can trigger him and just he'll blow up. And he's recently become physical.
He's hitting you? Is that what you're saying? He's hitting you?
Yeah, he's just started hitting me in April of this year, and he'll apologize and, you know, do all that, but now it's almost August now, and it's like any time that he feels that he can't. Mm-hmm. So this morning, I had separated from him, and I'm trying to help him. Like, he's a Christian. He's a very brilliant guy. He's great. He's a great father. He's an amazing guy. But that's the only issue that I'm having with him is his anger.
Well, I don't know. It's sad because guess what? The only issue that you're having to deal with is everything.
Mm-hmm.
Everything. Mm-hmm. All the things mm-hmm. that you said that were good about him are meaningless if he's abusive emotionally to you, spiritually, sexually, physically. Means nothing.
Yes.
Means nothing. And if I were you, I would not be running down all the good things because they're all meaningless when a man is hitting his wife, physically abusive. And it doesn't mean one thing for him to apologize to you if he does it again. Yes, sometimes somebody might lose control or something and shove somebody and they feel so bad it never happens again. Not your case. It's happened again. So I'm going to let another woman tell you what they think maybe is the best. So let's start with you, Dr. Harris, and then we'll go to Becky. What do you think here?
So my first response is you help him by letting him help himself. He is his responsibility.
Okay.
And sometimes because we're Christians, we have this idea that we have to take care of and continue to fight and work at and all those things. You have a obligation to be safe, right? First commandment, love God with all your heart, soul, and mind. Second, like unto it, love others as you what? Love yourself. So you get to choose you. And so my recommendation is that you do that. And you said he's brilliant. So let him figure out how to get well, and you remove yourself from danger.
Becky?
Well, and I heard you say that, Lacey, that you did separate. Is that correct?
Yeah. He packed his stuff last night, went to his mom's.
Okay.
And, I'm okay with that. Like, go ahead, go. But he's upset with me because I'm not chasing him down or wanting him back because I'm talking.
Right.
I feel more at peace with that, but he's not there.
But here's what's going to happen, though. If you don't do some work right now, what's going to happen is the crisis will settle down and you will invite him back, and then it will be a few weeks, and then it'll start back up again. You guys need some major help. And, you know, I'm glad he's a Christian, but like Steve said, what he's doing is canceling out his witness. And so what I would encourage you to do is get connected. We'll get you connected with a counselor and also a group of women. You know, you hear us say this all the time, but this isn't a fight that you're going to do on your own. This is something that you have to do with a team. And his problem is his problem, but you've got to really get clear on what you need for healing for yourself. You probably don't realize the level of trauma that you've experienced in this. Your home became unsafe for you. And so to get it safe again, it's going to take some work. And him being irritated that you're not chasing after him is another red flag. There's some difficulty in this relationship. And I don't know, Lacey, has this been part of your relationship forever? It's just escalated, or is this a new thing within the last 6 months or so?
I'd say about 2 years ago. Like, we've been together 8 years, and I have three daughters, two of which are not his, and then the youngest is his. And he's also starting to be abusive to my daughter, my oldest daughter, who's 15. And that's what drew the line for me yesterday, was that's enough. Like, he gets upset that I'm getting in the way, that I'm not necessarily, like, getting in the way to stop him from the discipline, but trying to remind him, you don't need to discipline out of anger. She's not going right. to, she's going to rebel.
Okay, let me just say this to you. Mm-hmm. He must not ever come back in your house and have access to your daughter, and especially not to discipline her. He should never, ever discipline your daughter until he has done whatever mm-hmm. it takes to deal with the anger, bitterness, rage, fear, whatever it is that's down inside of him. Your daughter will hate you if you let him back in and have whatever he wants to do with her. He is disqualified as a stepfather. And I'm gonna send you this book, Understanding and Loving Your Bonus Child, because it's going to tell you what he could be or should be doing with your daughter, for one. But I hate to hear that in the midst of all this, he was allowed to discipline your daughter. Your number one job is not for you or him. You have a child. She cannot protect herself. Your number one job is your child. You are your number two job. He is not your job. He's his job.
Right. Well, and you know what else?
Couldn't be more direct.
And listen, Lacey, I get that you are rattled right now. I want us to get you in touch with a domestic violence shelter or group, because you are not thinking straight right at this point. And it took your daughter to get abuse before you said no more. I'm so glad that you had the ability to kick him out. But, you know, in order to move forward, we got to get some really good safety measures in place and healing. And, you know, yeah, it's a long journey ahead. Go ahead, Jackie.
He's going to say some things about all of this to try to make you feel like you're doing something wrong. Don't let him gaslight you. You don't need to chase after him. You need to chase after your own healing and safety for yourself and your children.
And some of you are listening right now because you're in the exact same situation, and that's why you're listening right now, because God wants you to hear the truth. And if you're a man and you're, oh my goodness, you hit your wife, you improperly discipline out of anger your stepdaughter, and now you're upset that your wife isn't coming after you. You know what that's called? That's called really crazy, crazy, narcissistic, self-centered, bizarre, nuts behavior. That's the official term for all of that. So I'm saying this in this way to support you to do whatever you have to do for your daughter to be safe and you to be safe. She's number one. You're number two. He's number zero. He needs to go get himself help. And that's what you need to be saying to him. I hear what you're saying, honey, but you need to go get help. And then you'll say something else, and you need to say, and you need to go get help.
Well, ahead, and Steve, Lacey, I want you to not talk to him until you have the support you need. And you need to be able to set a boundary and say, listen, until I've got some people who I can, you know, feel their support, I can't talk to you. And I know that there's going to be some legal stuff, but literally, you know, if you need to call the police, that's why I want you to get involved with a domestic violence team that can help you with that.
Yeah. All right. Is that helpful to you or not?
Very helpful, because last night the main argument was I had to choose her or him.
Okay, great. Choose her. Choose her.
Every time.
It's not difficult.
Even if she's rebelling.
Doesn't matter what she's doing or whatever. She could be rebelling because she hates what's happening in the home.
Mm-hmm. Right, right.
So you go to her and you say, I'm choosing you. I don't care. I love you. Whatever you're going through, I'm going through it with you. Not going to sit around and watch. I'm there with you, for you. I'm telling you, this has to stop. And any kind of threat of any other violence or anything other than I will never set foot on your place again, that needs to be a call to the police.
Mm-hmm.
You need an attorney. Because when you go get an attorney, he might decide you're serious, and he might go get the help that he needs.
Oh, that's what I'm praying for him, because he didn't used to be this way. Like I said, we were together 8 years, and like 2 years ago is kind of when all of this started.
Well, what happened 2 years ago?
Well, he was in a car accident 2 years ago, and that's the only significant event that happened. And he was standing at the house with a friend. And a truck ran down off the road and hit the two trucks and him in between them.
Oh, boy.
And one of his truck had ran over him. And it was like right when the pandemic had started in 2020.
So let's say that caused some kind of traumatic brain injury. Impact there, even that wasn't, maybe his brain wasn't hit, but it was traumatic for him. He needs to get help for that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm glad you gave that little bit of insight. But it doesn't change anything. Even if he had a brain injury, he should not be near you or your daughter until he gets whatever's broken fixed, so he won't be endangering you or her. Really glad you called, and I'm going to send you this book on bonus parenting, which is, you know, and single parenting, because that's what you're going to be doing until he gets the help that he needs. 1-800-229-3000. If you want to join us, 1-800-NEW-LIFE. If you need some help, we would sure love to help you. Let's go to Phyllis, Bangor, Maine. WFSI is the station. Hello there, Phyllis. How are you?
Well, I am fine considering. I have been married for 52 years. This October, last summer, I found out that my husband was sexually molesting our 10-year-old granddaughter. The courts were notified. He's in prison for 7 years. I had no idea in the world, no idea at all. My whole world turned right upside down. I went from disbelief. It's taken this past year for me kind of even to wrap my mind around such a thing. And then I'm very sad. Mm-hmm. I'm at the point where, my mind is kind of wrapped around it. I'm getting a divorce and doing all the legal things that I'm supposed to be doing. I still am working 40 hours a week. But I'm very sad. Is that where I should be? It's, you know, I'm not even revengeful or spiteful. I'm just sad. Sad for everything that was lost. For me, my children, my grandchildren.
Well, I would say that's exactly where you need to be, you know?
Mm-hmm.
That's where you need to be, because, wow. This has caused so much
in my
loss.
My children's eyes.
What's that? In their eyes, what? Something cut her off. Maybe we can get her back.
I hope so. She's made some really good steps in the right direction. I mean, you know, how many times do we hear calls where they're not doing anything, but it's still so sad. It is sad. That's what Sin does,
we're here.
Right?
That's why we're here, because life is not easy. It's tough. These are really tough situations.
We'd love to hear from you. If you have a question or a comment, call toll-free 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We are back. You know, it's so easy. You hear things, easy to say, oh, well, forgive, forget, move on.
Yeah.
But if we don't do it the right way, then we don't move on. We don't get beyond it. And it just haunts us the rest of our lives. And that's why we're here. We really want, absolutely want things to be dealt with in a way that you're not dragging that kind of pain and trauma all through your life. So, tell you, I'm really glad we're dealing with tough, tough issues today, because that is the reality that a lot of people live in, and they don't have a safe place to go and talk to somebody about it. And so that's exactly why we want to be here for them.
Yeah.
Well, let's go to Carmela, Wheaton, Maryland. It says WAVA. Hi there. How are you?
Hi there. Thank you so much for taking my call. I'm extremely grateful to get a chance to speak with you directly.
Well, try not to blow it then. Yeah. So what? How could we help you?
You guys are doing an amazing job. You're absolutely phenomenal. I listen in as often as I can. But I have an issue where, and my brother was brutally murdered a couple of weeks after he did his 49th birthday back in 2009. And my daughter has moved her wedding date to his birthday, which is August the 27th. And she's coming up on her wedding day, which is the 27th of this month.
Mm-hmm.
But I just learned that out of everyone who's invited, I have not been invited, and I'm the mom of the bride.
Wow.
And I just don't see how that's possible for her to have a wedding without my presence, and how that it sits well with her.
All
and
right.
She indicated it doesn't sit well with her, but this is, everyone that's coming has an issue with me in one way or another.
So what are those issues that they have? What are they?
It depends on who we're talking about.
Well, let's talk about anyone
about
you
dad.
Want to pick.
Right.
Well, and
talk about her dad. Her
I would
4 years old.
I would say start with you. What is the issue that she has with you?
Right, that I married a narcissistic psychopath, pretty much, back in 2016. We've since got an annulment. But he threatened to bring her physical harm. And I wasn't aware of that conversation. She said he would say things in front of me, and I just disregarded it as nothing had been said at all. When my whole life has been to protect her and to look after her and let nothing happen to her, I wouldn't have dared let someone, you know, physically or mentally or psychologically or even verbally attack or assault her. But she said I did. I just act like he didn't say anything, and she was terrified of him.
So she came to you feelings of I'm not safe with him. And rather than you get into those feelings, sounds like to me you defended him and defended you and didn't really care what she felt.
Right. And I did that out of ignorance. I really did not hear it. I really did not know that he felt like that about her. The moment I found out that she was being mentally and verbally attacked or assaulted in any form, I immediately got on her side. But
okay.
I too have mental health. I'm prior service military myself. He's a lieutenant. I'm a sergeant in the Army.
Okay, hold on.
I suffered myself. So.
Sure. Okay. So if you had told me that you and her father had a wonderful relationship, she went to Sunday school, everything was great, and she's not inviting me to her wedding, I'd say, wow, that doesn't make sense. But given what you said, don't you actually think it does make sense that she wouldn't want you there?
Seeing as though the amount of time that has happened since this, and this was her stepfather that she had a problem with, and seeing as though that I did leave him for my children, I made certain decisions to correct whatever choices I made that put her in a situation. I'm getting mental health treatment. I'm in therapy. I'm taking my medication. I suffer from mental health as well. So PTSD, bipolar, and all of that. I also was in an accident where I had a brain injury, and I recovered from my brain injury to the point that I couldn't speak, Steve, before. I had no voice. I was blind.
So,
and now
I'm hearing you say all the reasons she should forgive you and should be connected to you, but she isn't. And it seems like to me your best course would be to say to her, I totally understand that these feelings are still there, and I'm so sorry. I wish they weren't, because there's a life after the wedding that's going to go on. And, I tell you, we're going to take a break. I want to hear from Becky and Dr. Jackie Mack Harris. I so feel for you being left out of this thing, but I do know when these problems arise and the mama bear doesn't step in and do something, then boy, the reaction of the children is it's pretty severe. And when you get into their heart and head at their age, then you kind of understand it better. But for you, I know this is pain. We'll hear from them. If you need some help, it's 1-800-NEWLIFE, 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Also, the book, A Gift of Any Amount, Understanding and Loving Your Bonus Child. That's right there.
I was really living a very anxiety-filled life. I turned on New Life, and the topic that day was about anxiety. And just by listening, I got relief.
You can help New Life stay on the air by joining Club New Life today. When you sign up to support us monthly through Club New Life, we'll send you the new member thank you gift of the Life Recovery Bible Personal Size, the 1-Year Life Recovery Prayer Devotional, the New Life Journal, a New Life Pen and Highlighter, and a New Life Zipper Tote to hold it all. Plus, there are ongoing benefits like access to the Club New Life video library, the monthly Club New Life CD or download, quarterly resources, free shipping on purchased resources, and discounts on workshops. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433. Support Club New Life, and together we can help hurting people find help and hope in life's hardest places. Call 1-800-639-5433 to join Club New Life today.
Glad you joined us for New Life Live. To be a part of the program, call 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
Yep, we're back. Glad that you are with us here. We want to finish up here because I've said a lot here, but what are you guys thinking about? I mean, really, it's tough for Carmella.
So I have daughters, and I think I would be really sad if I didn't get to go to my daughter's wedding. But I also know that sometimes people are choosing for themselves and not really thinking about, oh, this will hurt someone else. However, in your case, it sounds very much like your daughter is protecting her day. And because you are doing all of this great work, you might have the core strength now to actually say, you know what, it's your day. It's not about me. Mm-hmm. And you can do work on growing this relationship with her after the wedding, because it's her day, and something about having you there, and I think if you're honest with yourself, you know this is true, something about having you there is going to create drama, and she just doesn't want drama on her day. And so if she's not choosing you over drama or you over whoever else is going to be there, then as mom and wanting her to have the best, you could take a step back and say to yourself, it makes me sad and I'm going to grieve this. But to her, you know what? It's fine. It's okay. You have a wonderful day. And just let that be, and you continue to focus on your healing. There were a lot of things you listed off that you are struggling with and dealing with. All of those things can get triggered at that wedding and cause a scene, and all you'll have is an apology, and that won't give her day back. But all of those things that you are working on right now, if you're doing the work and taking the meds and meeting with people and getting into groups that are holding you accountable, then you can start to strengthen the relationship with your daughter over time. And so that then you can have a future relationship with your daughter and son-in-law and grandchildren even. But this is the first opportunity for you to choose her.
So good. And you know, it's so different than how do I manipulate my daughter into getting me to that wedding so I won't be embarrassed that I'm not there. Becky, you have a final comment here for her.
Well, I have so many comments, but the thing is, Carmela, when you say that you're just finding out about this, that tells me that you're not talking with your daughter on a regular basis. And I would say that your reaction to all of this, while, you know, understandable, is part of the reason why she isn't extending the invitation. And so just like what Jackie and Steve have already said, you need to humble down. You need to stay on the work. You need to bring this question to your counselor. You need to say, I'm processing the fact that I won't be able to go to my daughter's wedding. I'm sad about it. I want you to give that to the counselor and work on that so that you can even send a wedding card or even a gift to your daughter and your son-in-law and wish them the best future. That's how you get moving in the right direction. And I'm sorry that this is happening, but, you know, that's the best way forward for you. And, it would be so much better than you going because you demanded to be invited and then making a scene and then ruining her day. It's much better to go this route.
All right. I hope that that's helpful. Let me send you this book, Healing is a Choice. I hope that it will help you here. And, well, we'll be praying for you. And I think your reaction now can show her, hey, I really am working. I'm getting better. Speaking of better, my day's always better when Larry Sonnenberg is in it, and he's in the studio right now. Larry, what do you have for us today?
Steve, next week, the Courageous Parenting Workshop online, one day
right.
on Saturday.
Yep.
And we were talking at the break a minute ago, and you asked a question that was pretty good. You said, any observations from my attending Every Man's Battle so regularly with the guys who attend that and their parents? And it opened up a thought. You know, we actually, for years, have done an exercise there, and we've labeled it the father wound exercise. And it's not always fathers. It could be mothers, or it could be a coach or a person, you know, in church. But there's so many men that didn't have the fathering experience that they should have had.
Right.
And it led to a lot of pain, and I'm not saying that if you've caused your son some pain or you haven't been the dad you thought you ought to be, that your kid was going to get a sexual addiction issue and end up, you know, at our workshop.
No.
But it can contribute because the sexual addiction and the sexual infidelity and such typically comes because somebody's trying to fill a void. And their drug of choice ends up being sex instead of food or drugs or alcohol or smoking or shopping or gambling or whatever. And so the parenting workshop is important because if you can learn to better parent or better not parent if you're parenting too much,
right?
It will make a difference, and it could be a very legacy-proving workshop if you really take it to heart and learn some things.
I like it because it's both treatment and preventative, both.
Yeah.
And we're dealing with all these issues with adult children with their parents, and I think you'll love it. You can find out more about it at newlife.com or 1-800-NEW-LIFE. And just like these tough situations here we've dealt with on radio, parenting issues that are tough, that's why we're here. We're getting to do some great things, or God's using us, And we'd love it if you would become part of those great things and support this ministry in what we do. Transformation is what we are so grateful to see in so many people. Anything else there, Larry, you want to say?
I want to say thank you for folks who are giving to New Life. And I want to say, you know, sometimes I feel a little guilty because I come on very directly asking for your help and your support. And I'd like to leave it with this today. I'm not going to ask you for support and for money. I'm just going to ask you to go to God and ask Him what He would have you to do in your financial support of ministries, including New Life. And if God is speaking to you that this is a valuable, worthwhile ministry, then you know you decide what you want to do. And we'll just pray that God continues to bless and honor our efforts here. And
yeah.
So
go to God and see what He wants you to do. And if He doesn't want you to support us, go back to God and say, maybe I misheard.
Exactly.
Look out if your tires are slashed. Yeah.
That's right. All right. Thank you, Larry. 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Let's go and talk with, how about we talk with Jackie from Ventura, California. Hi, Jackie. Welcome.
Oh, hello. I have a question. We have a friend who has a 17-year-old son that has severe depression and suicidal thoughts. He just tried to commit suicide last year, but it's gotten worse. He's constantly crying and just blaming her for everything, and he's always saying that he doesn't want to no longer live. So she doesn't know what to do, where to go, or I don't know, he'll be turning 18 soon, so I don't know if that has a factor in it, but she's desperate to, I don't know, get some kind of help.
Okay. Jackie, we don't have a lot of time in this segment, but what I mean, sounds like to me she needs to talk to this woman about resources for a 17-year-old, or what do you think?
That's what I was thinking. He needs counseling and probably inpatient treatment. Do you know if he's seeing a therapist, if she's considered getting him into therapy and into treatment if he's suicidal?
I know he was, but I don't know if
He's actively suicidal, his counselor will be mandated to help him get into treatment, help him get into hospitalization if he's making an attempt, has a plan and things like that. So I would have her talk with a counselor, his counselor, if he has one. If he doesn't have an ongoing therapist, maybe we can help find one out there in Ventura near him. But he should certainly be seeing a therapist, and then the therapist can refer him to a residential treatment facility for severe depression and emotional issues.
Why would a mother with a suicidal son not be in touch with people that could help him? Any idea there?
My thought is that she doesn't have an understanding of what resources are out there, and sometimes people are so overwhelmed by what's going on and that it's out of their frame of reference, they just don't know what to do. And so we have a nonprofit that tries to help people, because sometimes the barrier is just not knowing how to make the calls, talk to the insurance company, and all those follow-ups. So getting some case management can help.
So
I would also, add this. I also think that your friend, the mom, is probably overwhelmed, and it could be that she needs to seek help, just like what you were just saying, Jackie.
Yeah.
You know, he obviously needs help, and yes, you can take a 17-year-old to seek, you know, treatment, but she needs the support at this time because it can be overwhelming, for sure. And we can connect you with a counselor in her area.
Yeah. All right. Really glad that you called. I'll send you our little book, Healing is a Choice, and hope that you can give it to her and that would help her understand some things. I'll send you a Life Recovery Bible also and hope that'll be a blessing to you. In the meantime, if you're aware that somebody is not getting help and you're friends with the person that could get them help, please call us, 1-800-NEW-LIFE. We'll be back right after this.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterman here. And if you need some help, 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Really want to help you here. Let's. How about we go and talk with, well, let's talk here with Lex from Boston, Massachusetts. Hi there. How are you, Lex? Good to talk to you. How can we help? Or Lee, it is, I believe. Lee.
Yes,
Lee,
hello.
Hi.
Hi, thank you. I'm one of your supporters, and I use your programs kind of as a addition to my counseling programs that I'm involved in, and went to one of your emotional freedom programs, so I kudos you folks and
wonderful.
Appreciate thank your you. Presence.
Thank you so much. How could we help you?
Well, the item that I've been involved in for counseling, has to, it's long-term, and I've been dealing with it on an ongoing basis.
Mm-hmm.
It has to, originally started when someone that I, a guy that I clicked with, that I thought I had a bond with, unfortunately, it was just a spiritual thing. You know, like
yeah.
he has friends as friends, but he had relationships with his own church family.
Yeah.
And we square danced, and he was a great partner. And after the square dancing was over, I think he assumed that I was with somebody else and didn't follow up with any relationship, but I kind of liked him. He was... had had a concussion. I had been thinking of going into occupational therapy, but we did eye-hand coordination, was a square dancing, and
okay. Now, how long ago was that? How long ago was that?
Fortunately, I have to say the words are decades rather than years.
How back many in the, decades?
When I was first a Christian.
Okay.
Back in the 70s.
Are you still
and I've been,
struggling?
I moved on to that, but what really hurt me most is that he called me, he quoted scripture, you have of the your father. Well, I knew how the rest of that passage in the biblical sense went. And I think that was what put me into deep depression and the mental health issues.
Hmm.
Coming out of that, you know, just kind of putting it aside and going forward, but never being able to really develop a relationship with guys.
Oh, wow.
And my preference, I mean, there was a couple of gals that were were interested in kind of, I said, hey, listen, you know, I'm not that way. I prefer the fellowship and the friendship of guys in that manner that they were interested.
Okay. What's the question
and,
for us? How could we help you?
Thank you for hearing my background.
Yeah, it's tough.
How can I put the past behind? How can I go back? I want to go back and forgive these people one-on-one, but I don't really feel it's appropriate. I've been bringing it to the Lord, and how can I deep down forgive myself for maybe not being what their interest was, you know,
right.
coincide with what they were looking
yeah.
for in a date.
Okay. So I'm going to start with you, Becky. What are you thinking here?
Well, Lee, I think that because you've been working on this for such a long time, you hold the key to the lock that you're in or the cage that you're in, because there's something that you're thinking, you know, I need to do this before I can move on. And one of the things you've already just said, I need to forgive them or, you know, make amends with them in person. Well, that's not true. You know, it is for your best interest to work on forgiveness.
Uh-huh.
So that you can get beyond this. Right now, you've got these expectations of, in order for me to move forward, I need to do this in person and, you know, so on and so forth. And I don't know if you've worked recovery at all, but this would be a good, you know, portion of that where you recognize I am kind of addicted to the past. I know that sounds kind of weird, but, you know, it keeps us from living in the present and moving forward when we cannot let go of those things in the past. And I know if you're in counseling, and obviously if you went to emotional freedom, you know, maybe you need to get into sustained healing in the ongoing groups, because anybody that goes to our workshops can do that, and process this to move forward and to settle it once and for all so that you can live this life that God's given you this day.
Amen. Jackie Mack Harris, what do you think?
You mentioned, Lee, needing to maybe forgive yourself for not being what they were looking for. And maybe the forgiving yourself could be for you not being, like, focused on who you are. You've been looking in the rearview mirror for most of your adult life and then looking at the problems. And so if you were trying to be with someone in the present, how can they be with you when you are in the rearview mirror? Mm-hmm. So you're not showing up today as who you are today, authentically and honestly, as whatever that is, whatever, instead of trying to look back and go, okay, what did I do wrong? Or what was that person looking for? And trying to set yourself according to what someone else is looking for, just show up. Just be you and do your work on that, on what's going on with me. What do I want to be? Who do I want to be? What matters to me? Instead of thinking about what might have mattered to these people in your past.
And I think we get stuck in the past, like you're saying.
I've been taking care of Mom. So I've been trying to put myself, my persona, on hold. And now she's passed, and I'm working on going back and learning who I was.
Go forward.
Go
forward and look at who you are right now. There's nothing you can do about who you were in the past. You can, if you need recovery, certainly start doing that work and healing and acknowledging the struggles from the past. But who you were then, you can't get back to those days. So let's look forward. Who are you today? What do you want today? How can you change your life today? What's your hopes for tomorrow? What are your goals? We don't achieve goals if we don't set any. So maybe set a small goal, something you can actually measure and achieve. But stop trying to go back and correct the problems with what your personality was in the past, because you actually can't go there.
Absolutely. Really great. And I'm so thankful you haven't given up. Mm-hmm. You want to be free, and we can really help you do that. I really do believe. You know, we've got this Transforming Grief workshop that could be kind of the key for you if you attended that. You know, so often we fill our lives with pain and suffering. We don't know what to do. That's kind of the human condition. We don't know what to do. We have people that take phone calls every day to help people know what to do. It's not everything. It's just the next step in what to do. And we'd love to help you anytime. You can just call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. To help you, we've got counselors, we've got coaches, we've created some intensive experiences, and they change everything. We've had men who were involved in all sorts of horrible things walk out of every man's battle, brand new creatures, not totally transformed, but on the right path that builds character. We've had marriages where people, they were done, but they weren't done, because they heard things from a different perspective at intimacy and marriage. We've had women that would never forgive the man that hurt them find forgiveness, even though there was no hope for reconciliation. And they were restored, even though the marriage wasn't. Whatever we can do to help, we want to do that. That's why we've been here since 1988. And it's a simple number, 1-800-NEW-LIFE, the website newlife.com. Please call us, contact us, let us help you. My thanks to Dr. Jackie Mack Harris, Becky Brown. Thanks to all of you who listen, watch, pray, and support this ministry. We love you. We care about you. See you next time.
Thanks for listening. We hope this program has helped you by giving you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you, but you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1029, Lake Forest, California, 92609. Please join us again on Monday for New Life Live. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using the New Life app. Visit newlife.com to download the app today.